Dr. Anthony Frischa is a faculty member at UCLA and a paleontologist. Most of his research has been based in Utah. He is here with us today to speak briefly on the issues of land use in the West, how it affects our oil use there, and how much people really care about it. Dr. Frischa, welcome to Annenberg Radio News.
Thank you.
I'd like to start off today asking you to briefly describe your work in Utah.
Sure. As you said, I'm a paleontologist. I collect fossils, mammalian fossils. So most people think paleontologists just work on dinosaurs, but I work on fossil mammals. And we collect in an area in northeast Utah. The fossils we're looking for there are about 40 million years old. And I've been going out there since 1994.
And since you've been going out there for such a long time, kind of how have you seen the land change over that period of time?
It's definitely changed quite a bit. I especially saw it most dramatic last year because I had taken a break and I hadn't collected for a few years since about 2001. And then I went back in 2006 and it had changed dramatically. And the biggest change is in the oil development out there. There are numerous new oil pads, new oil roads that cut through the land. I should say that the land out there is all public land. It's all BLM land, Bureau of Land Management. So it is, they can sell oil rights to those lands, although the oil owners don't own the land. They own the product that they're pulling out of the land. So it was really dramatic, the amount of development, the amount of and the effects of that development. So there was more traffic on the roads. In town, it was hard to get hotel rooms because there's such a booming economy there for the oil industry that they don't have apartments for these people. So the oil companies pay to put these people up in hotels. So there's no hotels in town. There's nothing like that.
And how do the issues of oil use and natural resources affect your paleontology work and in Utah and those surrounding areas?
In some ways, the oil development makes our lives a little easier in the sense that they tend to put in a lot of roads, right? And we can use those roads to get to our different localities. But that's a small benefit relative to the non-benefits, the downfalls of this, which is that these people dig up these things and then those areas are developed and we can no longer collect there. So it affects the science that can get done out there.
And so do you think that the just average person really understands the value then of like free space, open space with nothing on it? Or
no, and I think that is a big part of this is like I'm focusing on the paleontological resources, but there is the bigger issue here is the value of open space, right? And I don't think people understand that. What they see is that the prices at the gas tank have gone up. And so if we can get more oil, why not get more oil? And they don't see any benefit because there's these places aren't conventionally pretty, right? They're, big bad lands, they're scrubby vegetation, sage and juniper woodlands and stuff like that. It's not particularly exciting stuff. So people don't understand the value of it. There's a great quote by Wallace Stegner who once said that people often too often associate beauty with the color green. And people don't see this as a beautiful area, but it really is. And if they would, change their mindset about it and see the value in these open spaces, I think that could happen. I don't know if it will, though.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frischa, for spending time with me today and sharing your ideas involving the land use in the West. This is Dominique Vargas with Dr. Anthony Frischa on Annenberg Radio News.